Open Windows, May the 9th, Detached Christianity. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews 4 verse 12. The whole thought of God running right through this letter is spiritual fullness, and any religion, even Christianity, mixing and confusing soul and spirit, the sentiment and the spiritual, as did Christian Judaism, and as does organized Christianity, is doomed to the destiny of Judaism. If we draw upon the soul resources of people to build up Christianity, instead of recognizing that all things are out from God, that all must come first from Him, and have its first point of contact with man in his spirit, which, being renewed and made anew, becomes the vessel, the vehicle of all divine things forever after, no matter how immense may be the structure, it is going to crash. It is going to crash when the great shaking comes. Christianity now is very largely a built-up thing with many Jewish features in it. That is, outward orders, forms, vestments, titles, buildings, and rigidly fixed boundaries of apprehension of truth. Viewed from a heavenly standpoint, it is all so much nonsense, child's play, albeit so seriously regarded by its children. It is important to recognize that this letter was addressed to a people who, for a long period, had held the position nationally of a people whom God had taken out of the world unto himself. It seeks to explain their nature and history in the light of Christ and true spiritual Christianity. It shows that even such a people may make their separation earthly and earthbound, and that for doing so they have been overthrown and will, even as Christians, be overthrown again if they repeat in Christianity what their fathers did in Judaism. There is something here much more than typology interpreted and the interpretation accepted as to salvation from sin and judgment. It is the essential and indispensable heavenly relatedness and life of the Lord's people as inwardly detached from the natural life, even in a religious sense.